1207, Diane Michaels here. It is time for the Radio Deli, which is brought to you by Paul Bunyan Restaurants. They have some great hamburgers. They've got 27 flavors of milkshakes. Used to be 21, but they keep upping it on me. They also have homemade onion rings. They've been around since 1952. There was one in Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Hayden, Pondere, and there's also now one in Rathdrum. That's Paul Bunyan Restaurants. All right. Now, I mentioned earlier in the morning that I have a special guest in the studio, Bill Price. He was here, Bill, 2 years ago?
Yep.
All right. Well, first of all, welcome, Bill and Grover.
Thank you, Diane.
Hello.
It's really nice to have you back. I was trying to figure out if you had been here before this project or after, but it was actually after you took this trek, right?
Yes, I would have been here in 2013.
Okay. Well, Bill is playing tonight at the Pondere Winery, and he's put together this fantastic project, which just blows my mind. It is called I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky, and tell me a little bit about how this happened, because basically you decided to travel. You're from Indiana.
Yes.
And you decided to hit the road and kind of chronicle your journey via song, words, journal, pictures. What made you decide to take that journey?
Well, I can make the story as long as you want, but it's I really needed a break. I was at a point in my life where I hadn't really been anywhere to like 12 or 15 years. And so I thought, I'm going to go back to two places that I remember from the 90s that I loved the most, which was the Black Hills and Glacier National Park. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I'd kind of become a Lewis and Clark geek. So I decided to stop at some Lewis and Clark places. And those guys kept journals. So that sort of inspired me to keep a journal. And when I came back, I mean, it was a life-changing trip, you know, which is kind of what ended up this project, inspiring this project. So when I came back, I was just going to do my next CD. And I had too many songs, and I couldn't narrow them down. And some of the songs, I had some new songs inspired by the trip, and so on and so forth. And through a series of kind of happy accidents, I ended up thinking, well, I got a lot of common themes in these songs and some common metaphors, and I think I could make something pretty cool out of this. And whereas I initially, like, two CDs sounded just redundant, all of a sudden it was kind of inspiring. It's like I can connect some songs and do a different version of a song and on one disc and do a different version on the other. And so it just evolved. I didn't really set out to write this whole thing and have a book and a journal. It was just going to be my next CD, and it's sort of self feeding on itself and just asked to be done, actually. So I said, okay. It's crazy. It just got bigger and bigger, and I thought, well, this could be kind of cool. And then I think because I liked writing the journal, it kind of inspired me to do some other writing. So then I have the other book in there that's short stories and some essays and poems and wordplay things. And so anyway, that's kind of how it happened.
Well, I thought for sure that you set out with, okay, I'm gonna take this journey, and I'm gonna keep notes, and I'm gonna make music while I'm doing it. I'm gonna take fabulous pictures, and I'm gonna put together this fantastic package and market it. But that's not how that worked.
No, if I'd have done that, it probably would have been awful.
Well, I already told the audience that I had the package weeks ago, and it was so beautifully packaged that I couldn't bring myself to open it because all the lovely little stickers had all sealed up so beautifully. And then I realized I had to do it because
you can't listen to it if you don't.
That's right. So this morning I'm madly listening along, and there's so much variety on the two CDs. I mean, I'm so looking forward now to taking this home and taking part in your journey, because it's so rich with visuals. Through the music, through the journal, through the pictures. It's really cool.
Well, thank you. And that's how I'm hoping people will experience it, because I've kind of presented it as a journey. I mean, it was a journey for me. And I think the songs are open-ended enough that, you know, the themes are pretty universal. You know, mm-hmm. Home and place and time is a big theme, childhood, paradoxes and their forgiveness. They're just pretty universal, big, broad themes. But the lyrics, I think, are open-ended enough that you can sort of, I like to say, there's enough lyrical spaces you can kind of inhabit the songs and make your own conclusions about them.
So now, so when you do a show like tonight, when you're doing the show at the Pondere Winery, will you talk about your journey, or will you just play songs and let the audience just listen to the music? How do you approach that?
It depends on the audience and the venue. I mean, last night we played at a brew pub and it was pretty noisy and people were actually paying attention, but it was just not a good atmosphere to
share
get
stories
into. Yeah, so we just played tunes, and some from this and some older tunes that I've written. And now we're going to do a house concert on Saturday, and I'll probably talk more about these songs and maybe even read something from the journal. And
I think you could probably do that tonight at the winery as well.
Yeah. We'll just play it by ear and see how
there you go.
How receptive the people are.
Well, and then the cool thing about the two CDs is it's so varied. So you could just, like, I could play a song. I could take a song off there, play it on the radio, and just go, this is Bill Price, without even talking about the package and where this all came from. So you did a good job on this. How about playing a song for us?
All right. We were going to play this song called Our Lady of the Trampoline because the sky is kind of a metaphor for grace and optimism in the project. And so just a little bit about the project. The beginning, there's a lot of frustration and tension. There's a romance that breaks up and blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, romance reblossoms. And so this is just a song that happens midway through the project about a personality of, I guess, of a woman that is very optimistic and reaching, looking for the sky. So thus the Lady of the Trampoline. So it's kind of a wacky tune, but yeah, we thought we'd do that one.
If you see me on the street, I won't make a sound. My feet will rap and clap and slap and tap and crack, but they won't touch the ground. I'll be walking along 'cause I long to walk with her, with Our Lady of the Trampoline. It feels like I flew for sure. It takes two wings to fly. I love that girl who loves the... Judge Webster said to me, the circus dies at dawn. Well, I put my ear out to the wind and I heard that graveyard yawn. Is it the power of love or the love of power we desire? Is it the light or the heat that draws us to the fire? It takes two wings to fly. I love that girl who loves the sky. Scholars gathered in my backyard to discuss the sky so deep. They had PhDs in trampolines. They failed the logic of the leap. It's not the years in your life, but the life in your years as you go. It's a little wisdom from Abraham Lincoln, and man, he ought to know. It takes two wings to fly. I love that girl
Sky. Very nice, very nice.
Thank you.